Christians remember the 9/11 tragedy. Crisis in Lebanon is providing unthinkable outreach opportunities, and a deadline's been extended especially for you. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping today's news, 5 years ago today, the world shook with the horror of terrorist attacks on U.S. soil. 9/11 is a day that has changed history. Carl Muller with Open Doors USA says, at the time it was a wake-up call for the American church, but the biggest impact has been on the worldwide church.
There's a increasing pressure on the Christian church in Muslim countries. And by that I mean, really what's happened is, with the 9/11 attacks, Islamic radicals worldwide have become more bold. And they've been more bold in carrying out their attacks on the Christian church around the world.
Muller says we're in a spiritual battle for the hearts and minds of Muslims around the world to show them the love of Christ through Christians in those Muslim countries.
We're involved in providing the church with the resources it needs on the ground to do the work that God's called the church to do. See, our job is to support the local believers, to strengthen them where they stand, and to stand with them in prayer and encouragement.
Next, as the United Nations continues to promote peace in Lebanon, God has used the latest unrest to introduce people to Himself. Tim Burns with Global Aid Network, or GAIN USA, says they've handed out 2,000 bags of blessing, foodstuffs, to feed a family of five for a week. He says that's opened many doors.
A lot of these people, of course, the refugees have come from the southern areas of Lebanon. That's where all the fighting took place. Well, those areas had always been closed to missionaries going in, and so God brought them to where the missionaries were.
As they return home, the victims are now inviting these same missionaries to their homes. Burns says as loving relationships are built, Muslims begin asking questions.
What makes you care about me? Why would you give me anything at all? And we see this over and over again in countries that don't have a Christian background. And that provides a wide open door to tell that person about Christ.
They have requests for 30,000 bags of blessing. Your gift of $33 can provide one. You're listening to Mission Network News. The deadline for the Face of a Child project has just passed, but Little Samaritan Mission is extending it to September 22nd, especially for you, listeners of Mission Network News. The reason? They have 50 more orphaned and impoverished children from Moldova that need loving sponsors for this year's special Christmas gift outreach. It's a great opportunity for you to show the love of Christ and put a smile on a child's face. Call us or go to our website for information. Next, Mission Network News' Ruth Bliss is in Quito, Ecuador this week, marking three-quarters of a century's worth of ministry via HCJB World Radio.
You can travel from country to country around the world, and you'll find radio in every town, high-rise, slum, and farm. HCJB World Radio engineer Steve Sutherland says that's the thinking behind the radio station planting program. It's especially helpful to share the gospel in countries that won't allow Christian radio stations to exist, like Mexico. The team planted a strategic station on the border in La Masia, Guatemala, but they soon outgrew the original vision.
They wanted better reach into Mexico. They had the problem with their transmitter being in a hole, an FM station, and so they couldn't reach very far. What we ended up doing is we relocated their transmitter from a real bad location up onto a mountain.
They're hoping to upgrade the studio to allow the station to transmit around the clock. Ruth Bliss, Mission Network News.
And education is in disarray in Haiti. That's why Christian schools are so vital to the country. Hope Givers International is helping a pastor care for 17 orphans. He also oversees a Christian day school. However, classes almost didn't start on time because the landlord raised the rent. Unable to pay, an urgent call went out and a South Florida church provided the money needed. Now more than 250 students will get an education and hear the gospel. More funding is needed for supplies and teacher salaries. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line, 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.